back to the tea. Hey, sister.
Hey.
We're back.
Back.
Better than ever.
Okay.
we'll call it that.
Okay.
How you been?
I've been.
Good.
Yeah. How have you been?
I've been.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while, Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has. There's been some, you know, I don't even know what to call it. Life.
Hiccups.
Going up and down.
Yeah.
This roller coaster. But here we are.
Here we are.
Back in our beautiful sweatshirts.
Yeah.
That have still not launched. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It's going to come.
Yeah.
Well,
it wouldn't be us if we didn't say we were going to do something and then
didn't do it.
Several weeks.
Yeah. So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm just not even going to project that date yet.
Yeah.
Whenever we know, you'll know. It's
coming soon. Coming eventually.
Yeah. Coming eventually, for sure. No, it's okay. Yeah. And I walked in. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go put mine on.
Yeah.
Twins.
What better time?
What better time than now?
Yeah.
No, I know. I wore my sweatshirt one time to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And I know that nobody was looking at me, but it just felt like everybody was staring at me.
Yeah. I was like, I love her sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wearing my crew neck a lot. And I wear my t-shirt.
Yeah. Do you get that vibe that people are?
I don't know, but I do really like it. So
good.
Yeah.
That's a testament.
Yeah.
To the products.
Yeah. And I washed and dried the t-shirt.
Oh, you did?
It was still like
perfect.
Those comfort colors.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted the comfort colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hung dry the sweatshirt, which I hung dry most of my.
I hung dry the sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Yeah. So fun. So it's going to be coming soon.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be more of like for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Which would be just on time.
It's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day's in May.
Is it?
Yes. But
okay.
Obviously it's going to be pre-order. So it's going to have to be before then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but like.
It's going to be a perfect
just in time for Mother's Day. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Other than that, what's been going on?
Well, I have a whole new career now.
Yes, you do.
So that's been really exciting for me. I raced my first modified race this past weekend.
And she killed it.
Slayed the day. I've been having like a little bit, and I don't usually have this, but I've been having a little bit of imposter syndrome about it.
What do you mean you usually don't have it? Yes, you do.
I feel like not in this way, though.
Okay.
I feel like
what
is different.
In what way?
Well, in the way of just like even the day of, like during practice and stuff, like, because it's not my usual scene. It's not
right.
My scenery.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's like a whole different thing. And Jake has been doing that, you know, for a little bit. And he has just, you know, he loves it so much. It's just like his whole personality. And I will say it is a good vibe.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, what we're going for.
So loved and appreciated.
Good.
Even if that's not how people felt. Like, it just felt good.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was like easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. And yeah, it was a really good vibe and had a good time. No, people were just like, oh, like, I don't even know. Like, even last night, Bentley had a ball game. And somebody that we know, like, from, like, the racing community was the ref of Bentley's
Shut
game,
up.
Which was really funny.
I okay.
Like, what?
They also have a whole new career.
It was really funny. And they were just like, oh, you did so well. And, like, and it's just, like, a lot of, you know, a lot of people were saying that. And it was, it just feels, like, weird. I don't know. I have like imposter syndrome about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels weird to do well.
No.
Or that people are giving you positive affirmation. Which one?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I think it was just like, I was really nervous about it. And honestly, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do it at all. You know? And I don't know. I feel like I'm I'm like, did I take the whole wrong path my whole life? Have I been on this the whole wrong path?
Like I said, that path led you here.
Yeah. Like, was I born for this?
Like, God bless the broken road that led me straight to Modifieds.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was exciting. That was new and fun. And
yeah, that's awesome. You did such a good job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I feel good about that.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, every time I play model racing.
Every time that you were like doing something good, I was just like, okay, pop off queen.
Yeah.
Like, I just kept saying that over and over again. Okay, queen.
Okay,
pop off.
It just felt, okay, can I tell you?
I was annoyed by myself cheering for you. Like,
I'm going to say this. At risk of sounding like really cringy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost felt like, is this coming like too naturally? Like,
uh-huh.
It's hard? Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of almost how I think, like, it's like, wait. Like, why is this so like flowing so easily?
Well, and I think maybe that's like you're talking about, did you take the wrong path in life? Like racing late models.
Yeah.
Probably like you were saying, it felt not just like harder, but like very different.
Yeah.
And like you have been so used to that
yeah.
maybe this just feels so simple.
Yeah.
Like a little like, too simple.
What if it had always just been this simple? Like, what if I had just started doing this like 10 years ago? Like, where could I have been now?
Where would she be?
I'm just rethinking my whole life now and my whole life decisions.
Okay.
Yeah. Based off one race.
based all off of one weekend.
All off one weekend. But it was, yeah, anyway. So, and it could have just all been a fluke too. I think that's where the imposter syndrome's coming in. I'm like,
no.
That's kind of how it feels. Like, what if it was all just a fluke and it just worked out really good that one time? And
I don't
next
think.
Time it's not going to work out that well.
No, I don't think.
But it was, anyway, it was a good time. It was fun.
Yeah, you did great. That.
Thank you so much.
A round of applause.
Yeah, and it was fun. It was something like me and Jake could do together, and he's like really passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And
Jake did a great job.
He did great. And so it was just really like, it was a queenie like weekend.
Yeah.
For the Crumb fam.
It was.
And that's just fun. And we love to see it.
Yeah. Everybody likes to have a weekend like that.
Yeah. It just feels like, because that was the first race of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like
the start of something new.
Start of something new.
Yeah.
And that's like refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, this weekend, Noah turned two.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Happy birthday, Noah. And she woke up on her birthday and it was just like, you're two now. Like,
yeah.
She woke up. I mean, I wouldn't say a whole new personality, but she was just like,
yeah. Would you say it's like terrible twos?
I don't want to say that because I don't want to place that on her.
Yeah.
Or me or our future.
Well, society places that on all of us.
They do.
Yeah.
And I really want to like fight that battle, mm-hmm. but it's been hard.
Yeah.
It's been a hard few days. Just, I'm going to be so honest.
Yeah.
I
mean, that's very real. Like, I think a lot of people can identify and relate to that.
And like the way she says no to me
yeah.
is so aggressive and it's so just toxic. It's very toxic.
Kids are toxic, honestly.
I just was like, you cannot talk to me like that.
Yeah.
She just looks at me like, juice. Like, yeah, like, what do I look like?
Yeah.
Kinley, your servant?
Last night, I told her, she was like, it was late. We were getting home and because Bentley had a ball game and yada, yada. So she was eating and she was like watching the iPad, but she was not really eating. And so I kept telling her, like, you need to eat. It was like 9:30.
Yeah.
It was like, this is.
You should have been eating.
Yeah. So finally, I just like took the iPad away and I was like, okay, eat. She took her food, is like in front of her, and she pushed it to the side. And she said, well, I'm just not eating then. I'm like, who do these kids think they are?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, yeah. So, Noah's two now. Bless her heart.
Bless her
heart. And we had big plans for her birthday. We didn't do any of them. I did decorate the house.
Yeah.
As Elsa like as possible. And like I had plans to make her a cake. I didn't make it.
You know,
just so many. And I think back to like,
she doesn't know.
And like, I think back to whenever Abby turned two and like, I had her this like 3-tier cake and it was like
this was very second child vibes.
Also, like I haven't even taken any photos of her.
Yeah.
Abby had a full photo shoot, which also it's like, goes to show like your kids are different kids because yeah. Abby was able to do that where it's like, I don't even think I could get her to sit for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
To take photos.
Yeah.
I haven't tried yet.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that. I'm just like really failing her.
No, you're not.
In that way.
She doesn't feel like you're failing her.
Okay, good.
She literally doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
All stuff you're like placing yourself.
Yeah.
You need to release that.
I need to release that for sure.
Yeah.
But that is how I've been feeling.
I do understand. Like I look around to like, okay, well, I want you to think about this. Adeline's birthday was last week and I saw like her mom had like kind of like decorated the house a little bit and then you like decorate the house. I don't do that for birthdays. So like looking at y'all's photos, I thought, oh my gosh, I fail as a parent.
No.
But I said that to say like everybody feels like that.
Yeah.
Like, even if
the only reason I decorated the house is because we canceled the birthday party.
But I'm saying like people do that and like that's really nice. And then I started being like, oh my gosh, I don't do that. And but it's like you can't.
No.
You can't. But then it's not.
It's a cycle.
It's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real. Nothing's real.
No.
I'm just convinced nothing is real. Like, nothing's real.
Yeah.
And like, a facade.
No. And yeah, like the only reason I did the house thing was because she didn't have a party. So yeah. I was just trying to like hype it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a little bit.
Yeah.
You
did.
Yeah. So that was that. And then
she's two and she's not going to remember. We were looking through photos the other day and Kinley saw a photo. I think it was from her first birthday. And she was just like, oh, that's cute. Like, she don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was cute. She don't remember.
No, I know. I showed Ivy pictures from her second birthday. Doesn't remember any of it. And I was like, Ivy.
And they won't. I don't even think they start remembering stuff for sure till after three.
Yeah.
Probably like a little bit after that.
No, like Ivy was
capable of remembering.
No, I know. Ivy's like, yeah.
It's like amnesia.
I really want to do this type of party because I don't remember that party.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
It literally doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So now we're on to planning Ivy's birthday, which is going nowhere at this point. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
In the coming days.
I thought you were going to do Skateland.
I know. I don't know what. We got to review that.
Okay.
More.
Logistically.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And like times and like.
Yeah. Well, you did say like 9:30 a.m. And I thought.
That's the only time. So, okay.
Like that's a wild time to be at the skate rink.
Well, okay. We were looking at like private.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's too expensive. Yeah. So I don't think we want to do that. But we were trying to make it because like everybody's so little.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, and I didn't want it to be like. Kids getting ran over.
Right.
Like whenever you go to Defy
mm-hmm.
and like you have your 2-year-old, but there's like a 12-year-old that's yeah. like doing flips over them and you're yeah. like, don't kill my child.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay. But mom was like, don't do private. Like that's too much. And it is.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So.
Figured
honestly,
out.
Ivy has said like her favorite parties are here at the house.
Yeah.
She loves it. She's yeah. like, I want to do a party like that, like I did last year.
Yeah. So fun.
And I'm like, okay, like in the backyard.
Perfect.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Whatever. So yeah, so that's what's been going on. That's okay. The recap.
Okay.
Weekend recap.
Yeah, weekend recap.
We had two very different weekends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to take me 3 to 5 business years to recover. It was I'm so tired, but I feel a little bit like better today, which I think also last week was just a really tiring week. And then I say that and then I'm like, it has been a really tiring like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So I think it was very, I would say, really like soul refreshing weekend.
Good.
And so now I feel like, okay, I said to Jake Sunday, I was like, do you think life's gonna like
chill
now? Like, could things be like
looking up. What did he say?
He was just like, I don't know. But also there is something to be said about just being outside on like a 70 degree day.
Yes.
That really will just do
something to you.
Next thing you know, you're not even depressed anymore.
Yeah.
You don't even need antidepressants anymore.
Yeah.
Because it just, and it's so wild because God did make that way.
Yeah.
What a blessing. True.
I know. Thank you, Jesus.
Literally. So anyway, that's that.
I'm so happy like that it's going to finally start warming up a little bit.
I just tomorrow's going to be cold.
It'll be cold and probably windy. It's the wind that's been kind of.
It was windy over the weekend, but yeah, I really need some warmth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sun to be out. I know, it's like the birds to be chirping. It's coming.
Sunday.
Yeah.
And
I think the first day of spring is like March 25th or something.
I don't know. Soon.
I looked it up the other day.
I'm ready. I'm just.
I know. I want to start planting some flowers.
Flowers. Just. I'm just ready. I'm just ready.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
How's it today? I went outside earlier to.
It's a little bit chilly, but I think it's. I mean, it's sunny, so.
So what more can we ask for?
I think it's going to be like 60.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you feeling about burn?
I haven't been, so.
Do you quit?
I like low-key told like three of them to like lick my butthole. I mean, I didn't say that.
Really? What happened?
Well, they just keep calling me and texting me.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well. Oh, wait, like, is this on the record? Oh,
it's on the record.
Okay, so basically, this must have been Wednesday. So, Pepaw's funeral was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Our grandpa died. That's a thing.
Yeah.
So, Wednesday, I don't even know what I was doing. I was at Walmart. I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But they called me and I had already texted me like three times and they're just like, hey, like they just want to book you a camp. Where have you been? And I was like, well, my grandpa died.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, and I was like, yeah, he was in the hospital for 10 days and then he just passed away. So that's where I've been.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, and then you know what she said?
What?
Not to like crap talk burn because I do like it. She was just like, well, you know, the best way to get over something like that is to just like move your body. And I was just like, okay. Thank you so much. Anyway, I didn't get ugly, but I was just like, it was definitely obvious that I'm like, I don't want to be having this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so then they texted me again, I think yesterday. I was like, please stop texting me.
Did you tell them to stop texting you?
No, but like one thing about burn is they're going to text you and they're going to call you and they want to book you a camp, which is maybe that's exactly what I need.
Yes.
I'm going to go whenever I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not going to be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't want you to hold me accountable. I don't. One thing about me, I don't want you to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
It's not like... For me, in my whole life, I'm not motivated by that. I'm not motivated by, like, that continued, like, until I make up my mind I want to do it, I will not be doing it. Actually, you doing that makes me want to do it less.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
So that's that. Okay. Perfect example, Jake. He is like,
okay.
He loves me.
Mm-hmm.
He just is out here loving me like so aggressively, you know, and that's great. That's so great. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But he really is like, just like, like literally we spent the whole morning together yesterday working and because I do work. And then he didn't leave the house till like 11 o'clock and we sit there like side by side at the counter, like doing work, like interactively doing work together.
Yeah.
Leaves the house and like an hour later calls me and was like, I miss you. I just wish we could spend more time together. And I was like, we were together all weekend.
Yeah.
We'll be there all morning.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Anyway, so I said, and then I get aggravated and I'm like, I wish you would just like, shh, it's okay.
Yeah.
You don't gotta love me so hard. But then like there's on occasion, it's so rare. I need to say it. It's so rare. But on occasion, he gets frustrated with me for being like,
Standoffish.
Kind of being like getting aggravated with him.
Uh-huh.
Being like loving me so aggressively.
Yeah.
And he'll take like a couple hours of the day and just kind of like act like, you know.
He doesn't
like,
love you.
Like he, not that he doesn't love me, but just like give me some space.
Yeah.
And then that's when I'm like, come tiptoeing back. I'll be like, hey, why are you not loving me aggressively? So right now I feel like Burn is loving me too aggressively.
They're being very aggressive.
And I need them.
To give you some space.
Give me some space.
And then you're going to come back.
I'll come back.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. I need Burn to give me a little space.
Okay. I'll tell them.
Thank you.
I'll let them know.
Have you been?
Okay. I'm only.
Are you faithful?
I'm not faithful.
Okay.
Yet. But I have been.
You've signed up?
No.
Okay. But you're like, this is over now. So now you have to make the decision.
This is my last week. Yeah.
You have another week?
This is it.
Okay. I didn't know how long it like.
So
went through.
Yeah, I have to decide by Friday.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. It's expensive.
Yeah.
But this is kind of what it, because people are like, it's so expensive. That's like what holds them back from signing up. But how I feel about it is I could pay what, $60 a month to go to the Y?
Yeah.
Go in there and not know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spend too much time.
Yeah.
Not feel like I really did anything.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not see any change.
Okay.
Where I feel like I could probably do Burn 3 times a week. Actively feel like I'm getting a good workout in.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hell of a workout.
Be in and out. Even though it is a farther drive, I could just schedule my life around it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And feel like I didn't waste my money.
Yeah.
Also, if you have that kind of commitment, you're going to go. Yeah. I hope.
No, yeah. Because it's like $60 at the Y.
Doesn't feel.
I've literally been twice. Now, that's a family plan and Jake does go.
Yeah. That is a family plan.
Yeah. Jake has been going. Congrats.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. So like my money is not totally lost.
Right. It's not totally lost.
But I am not going. I've been like literally 3 times and that was probably
it
was in 1 week's time.
It's just not really like the environment for me.
It's not.
I really like the fast pace. I like the loud. I like that it's like a group of people.
Yeah.
Also dying at the same time.
Yeah. Which they do have group classes at the Y.
They do. But like, I just.
Did you ever like spin?
Did I like it?
Like, have you ever done
spin? I've tried it.
I used to.
You loved it, right?
I did spin every day they had spin. Because it wasn't like every day, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or every day they had it at like
certain times.
Yeah. Like 3 days a week. I loved spin. Now, it is hard on your crotch.
Yeah.
So, and I always like to refer back to that episode of the Kardashians where Khloe thought she had an STD. But really, she had just been going to spin.
Oh my God.
Her coochie was just in so much pain.
Yeah.
And she like went to the doctor and everything, but it was just because she was doing spin. And that's true.
Uh-huh.
Like, it is
very hard. You got to get some of those bike shorts that have the vagina pad.
You get used to it.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you do it a lot. But anyway, I really like spin. And maybe I could do that again.
Yeah. I don't know. It's up in the air. It's honestly, it is just.
The jury's out.
It's the financial thing. If it weren't for like the how expensive it is,
mm-hmm.
I would have already signed up.
Yeah.
But you also can buy like a certain amount of just camps.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think in the long run, it does end up technically being more expensive.
Yes.
It all depends on how much you're going to go. Because if you're only, it's like, I'm going to go 3 days a week. Okay. Well, maybe that would be more cost effective.
They say that if you go 3 days a week, it will pay for itself. That's what they say.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to.
You're just going to have them not text you.
I just need you to not text
me. You need them to not miss you so much.
Don't miss me. Don't miss
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But no, the last time I went was last week and I hurt my back and I haven't gotten to go.
Oh, right.
So I actually kind of want to go today.
Okay, you should go today.
But I hurt my back. It was super embarrassing. I thought I can never show my face in this place ever again.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed.
It's okay.
They had to give me an ice pack and everything.
It's okay. I'm sure, like, you're not the first person.
They said that I wasn't.
No.
They were like, people pass out all the time on their first camps.
I'm sure they do. I almost did. It's hard. It's so hard.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, really not think. Like, I think in my brain that I'm a teenager doing these workouts. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do this. And then before you know it, your back slips.
Yeah.
You're seeing circles. Like little dots everywhere.
The hardest thing with working out is that there was a time when genuinely, like, I was pretty strong. And so in my mind, I'm still like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Yeah. There was a time in my life that I could do most anything.
I can't do anything.
And then I'm watching these people that are, like, so much older than me.
Yeah.
Just running circles around me.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Just my partner literally was three rounds in front of me. Yeah, twice my age.
To go when you go. Because I feel like I'm just hindering my partner every time I go.
I'm for sure hindering my partner.
Like apologizing to my partner the whole time.
Me too. My partner's too. My partner is. Yeah.
Like, no. How many more reps do you have? Because then they have to continue to do the workout. And you're just 25. 25.
Yeah.
And also, I felt a little bit like my partner was cheating. Because there ain't no way.
I've kind of felt that before.
And I'm like, there ain't no way.
If you did it that fast.
No. Because it was like, okay, for example, it was like 20 squats. And like, I was doing them just as fast as I could do them.
Uh-huh.
And then she's done, and I've only done 10. And that, the math didn't math on. I'm like, physically, I just don't feel. And so there was multiple times I asked, I'm like, how many of these are we supposed to do? There's no way you already just did all these. Or you were supposed to do like 40 of this one thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, she's done and I still got like 20 more.
Maybe instead of doing like, you know, how like sometimes you'll do like 1, 1, 2, 2. Maybe she was just doing like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like that. And technically only did 20.
I don't know, but.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'll keep you updated. By next week, we'll know.
We'll know.
If I'm a burn boot camp. What's it?
Member. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay. Well.
Prayers are appreciated during this time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm in a moment in time where things have been so chaotic. I need nothing to be on my calendar right now. Like, I don't need the pressure of, like, going to work out. And not that I won't, like, even if it's just for a week, even if it's just for, like, 2 weeks. My last week almost took me out. There was just so much on that calendar. When I tell you, I was home, like, maybe 3 hours all week, other than sleeping. And that's just not for me. Mm-hmm. That's not for, like, some people, okay.
Yeah.
For me, personally, no.
Same.
No. I need more time than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was just too much outside of the house time.
Yeah.
And then I spent all weekend.
Outside
of the house. And I'm like, I got to get in this house. So I looked at my calendar this week and it gave for a lot more inside the house time.
Okay, good.
Which I was thankful for.
Yeah.
So it just feels like that would be something that would take me outside the house. And I'm not ready for that right
now. That would, yeah. That would require you to be out of your house.
I need less of that because there's just been a lot of that. A lot of outside time.
Yeah.
Outside okay. house time. Yeah. So I just need I need a few weeks to recover.
Okay.
It just feels like it's been like bus, another club.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought we were done with basketball and they're like, we're going to have a tournament. And I'm like, okay. You know?
Why do they do that?
They just be doing that. I don't
know. They just decide.
Yeah, they were just like, because I was like, is there going to be a tournament? They're like, no, I don't think there's going to be a tournament. And the next thing you know, they're like, tournament. But I guess Thursday will be the championship. So we only have one more. Whew. And then, but you know what? I already know what's going to happen. And I don't even need to say it.
They're going to win.
Well, I mean, that if they do, that'd be great. But I'm saying like that season will get over with. And then it's going to be like, you can't catch your breath. And then they'll just throw something else at you. I'm hoping not. I'm praying.
Yeah.
Like, Lord, if you love me at all.
Is that
you...
the travel?
No, this has just been regular.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, please don't. Please don't even bring that to the board.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Don't bring it up.
Honestly, I'm going to pass away if they do. And I say that in earnest. Like, I can't do it. I can't do this again. So we all know how that went last year.
We can't do it again.
I can't do it again. I'm not ready for it. My heart's not prepared. It's a lot of out of the house time.
Wasted.
Jake, you know, our life has now just like starting this weekend.
Yeah.
We just like we gear shifted, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, which is so sad because like typically there's, you know, you're doing like the holidays and then like January, February is typically like a chill like downtime, and it has been nothing of the sort.
Yeah,
for our family. And so now we just like jump straight into the season, and Jake's running a full season, and now I don't even know what I'm doing. I have no clue, like from one day to the next, like what's happening, because no one could have been prepared that I was going to be such a prodigy.
You know?
So nobody knew that was going to happen. It was on no one's bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're just like, Jake had, and the first of the season is always so like top heavy. So there'll be like 5 or 6 weeks in a row. And then they'll have like, you know, a couple weeks off. And mm-hmm. So we're just like, now we're in it. This is it. And we're in it. Don't add anything else to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you need me, don't. Burn Boot Camp, don't call me. I am busy.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Doing that.
Don't do it. Don't.
Doing this.
Don't ask me to do anything else. Because I can't.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have nothing on the notes.
Well, I did. Maybe I did.
Did you take notes?
Hang on.
I haven't taken any notes.
I just wrote down about KT Smith.
Oh, KT Smith.
So KT Smith. Okay. So I listened to, because this is a Morgan Wallen podcast.
Yes.
Everybody knows that.
If you don't know, you know now.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to the other episodes.
Talk about Morgan Wallen. There's just a few people that we just talk about a lot. And that just, he just is.
He just stays in the rotation.
Yeah. And I don't really know why. He's not making news.
He isn't.
But
we keep him in the news.
We keep him in the news. Like, if Morgan Wallen has no fans, we're dead. Like, it's just, that's just where we're. So, I listened to KT Smith, which is, we've talked about her a lot too. Morgan Wallen's baby mama.
Yes.
And she was
who on, we've been dying to hear from.
I've been dying to hear from her. So, when I saw that she was on Dumb Blonde podcast, I was like,
I wish you would have sent it to me so then I could have listened.
It was just today, this morning.
Oh.
It was literally just today.
This is breaking news. This is breaking
news for me. I was listening to it on the way here.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
I've been listening to it this morning.
Okay.
While I was like getting ready and stuff. So, because I was like, oh my gosh, I need to listen to this.
Yeah.
I have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. So, she was on the Dumb Bomb podcast, and I don't know what I thought it was going to be. I think I had a lot of like, first of all, we got her all wrong.
Okay, first of all, what does she, like, when she introduces her, like, what does she say?
She's just like, this is KT Smith.
She doesn't say, like,
Morgan Wallen's baby mama. No.
But what does she, like, identify her as? Just that?
I don't think
her name?
Really, like, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Which I guess she's, like, a social media
influencer. Okay.
Type.
No idea. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's like.
That's her job.
Yeah. Social media. So we got her all wrong. And which honestly, it's my own fault because I just didn't know. Like, I didn't know. Like, I just thought she was like a fan and then like hooked up with Morgan Wallen. And
I told you. Yeah.
I knew they dated.
Yeah.
I knew that they dated. But like, I didn't know. So let me tell you about it.
Okay. So, but I also told you that wasn't true.
You, well, yeah, but we didn't know.
Okay.
So she goes into like her whole like backstory, which I don't, not. I
mean, what was the question? Like, just tell me about yourself.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So essentially like she grew up, I think her dad died like young.
Okay.
And so her mom raised her and they were from my, like from just from what it sounded like, you know, that was pretty like rocky and, you know, there was like addiction there and like,
okay,
you know, she was poor and anyway, okay, kind of got her in bad situations. So,
okay.
But one thing that she talked about a lot that I didn't know, or maybe a lot of people didn't know, is that she talked a lot about like her faith and stuff and how she got saved when she was in the eighth grade. And she said she started going, one of like her friends like got her into church and she was like really into it. Like,
wow. Really,
like into the church. And when she was, I believe she said 13, the pastor of that church sexually assaulted
her. Shut up.
Yeah.
Which was up.
Father, I believe, I could be saying this a little bit wrong. I want to say it was the father of the family that like got her into the church.
Shut up.
Yeah. That could be not right. It could not be the father.
I did not see this going in this direction.
No.
Okay.
So she's sexually assaulted by this man and she was saying, you know, he ended up, yeah, but no, there was a whole like legal thing. She didn't tell anyone, but she told a friend and then they told someone and then like, you know, the ball went on from there. So it was a whole legal thing. Well, she ended up, she said it had been, I believe she said it had been a year and it was still like they were going through all the, you know, she just kept having to relive it and she ended up dropping it because she was like, I just could not keep reliving this over and over again.
Yeah.
And like nobody believed her.
Oh my gosh.
Just the whole thing. So then this man ends up like stalking her for the next like several years.
The pastor?
Yeah. Which he got fired. And but she did say, like, now to this day, he's a youth pastor.
Shut up.
Somewhere. So, in Knoxville, I think she said he lives in Knoxville. So, he, like, is stalking her up until she was, like, 17 years old.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, for 4 years or something?
So, she has, like, a lot of trauma.
4 or 5 years?
To that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so, as she got older, she was working in a church. She was actually working in a church in the children's ministry when she met Morgan.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, we got this girl all wrong, you know?
And also Morgan, a little bit. So what happened? How did that happen?
This was in, I believe she said in 2016. So he wasn't like, he had just been on The Voice.
Okay.
He's not like Morgan Wallen yet.
Right.
Like, he had been on The Voice, but, like, I don't even remember him being on The Voice.
Me either.
So, and I loved The Voice.
Yeah.
At that time, even. But I don't even remember him being on The Voice. So, he still had, like, that long, like, bob. Like, he wasn't Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess they, like, met on, like, or started talking on Snapchat.
As you do, I guess.
As you do. And then they started dating. And I think within 4 months, they got engaged.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old was she? And him?
I don't remember.
Like 20?
She said.
Okay.
I mean, young.
Young. Know. Okay.
Yeah.
Baby child.
20s. Yeah.
Okay.
So she said that he proposed to her in like the parking lot of a JCPenney. Like it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they get engaged and she's like so
That's
in
so
love
cute
with him.
Though.
Yeah. No, yeah. With like a $40 ring, like it wasn't.
Yeah.
She's so in love with him. She just keeps the whole interview. She just keeps like reiterating, like she said probably 50 times during the interview, like I thought he like hung the moon and the stars. Like he was, could do no wrong in her eyes. She was so in love with him.
Okay.
And he started like, you know, he was at this time like singing in like bars and like small venues,
mm-hmm.
But still like touring, but whatever. So, he's cheating on her like all the time because he got like really famous really quick.
He did. Yeah.
So he's like cheating on her. She's like just left and right. Like she was like, even she was like, I was going on tour with him, like a small, like nothing bar tour. And he's like making out with some girl in the parking lot, like while I'm there, like with him. Like it just was really bad. And then it would always be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I love you so much. Like, I, you know, and she
was. That is so crazy.
Yeah. And
the audacity of this man.
We don't understand. We don't understand.
Okay.
So she, but she just kept saying like, I loved him so much. Like I knew he was cheating on me and I just like wanted to be with him like so bad. And so she said there was a pretty good stint where like she was with him on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who she said he was touring with. He was maybe Florida Georgia Line. Like he was touring with somebody bigger. Like at
the time. He was like the opener. It was
good.
Yeah.
But she was with him, you know, like.
Yeah.
And then she said that I believe she said they were in like Canada at a show and something happened that she didn't like go into detail, but he like put her on a plane, like drunk and like sent her home. And I think like that, you know, that's kind of like, then she wasn't around. And anyway, so she was like, basically it's like Taylor's all the time. She'd block him. Then they, you know, but she said that it was after that whole thing.
The plane.
Yeah. That she found out she was pregnant. So she finds out she's pregnant and so she tells him like, hey,
I'm pregnant.
I think she like unblocks his phone number to tell him that she's pregnant.
Okay.
And she said that essentially she didn't use these words, but this is, he like ghosted her and they talked 2 times the whole time she was pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So they spoke, this was her words, like she's telling the story, they spoke 2 times her entire pregnancy.
Okay.
And she said still during this time, everybody's telling her like, oh, when the baby's born, like he's going to come around, like it's, you know, like.
Was she kind of
thinking? I think she also was kind of thinking that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And she was like, it just did not work out that way, like at all. And the baby was born, he came to the hospital and it just didn't work out that way. But she did say now he's like, he's a great dad. Like she spoke extremely highly of him,
mm-hmm.
when she could have drugged this man. And I would have, like, she told the truth, but she spoke really high. She was like, he's a really like matured now. We co-parent really well. Like, I still think he is like the greatest, like, yeah. And, but so
was it giving?
Well, they asked her, Bunny asked her, like, do you see, like, a future of them? And she was like, not at all. But it was a very, like, I feel like she's in love with this man.
Yeah.
She is in love with this man.
Yeah.
And she talked about, and Bunny was like, well, do you feel like he's, like, your twin flame? And she was like, absolutely. Like, but we just can't, like, it's never going to work out. But, like, no, but totally, I can so see it, like, in their future. Like,
yeah.
But she's like, no, like, she's like, absolutely not. Like, but she was like, I'll never love someone like that ever in my life. She said that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What is hers? Well, I guess
they're not together.
I know, but like, I wonder what he's thinking.
I mean,
that's probably why they didn't make it.
She's like,
I can't love you.
Yeah.
Cause I love him.
Yeah. She loves him. She loves him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was like, I wasn't in the public eye at all whatsoever until he announced that the baby was born. And she was like, next thing you know, it's like paparazzi, like outside the hospital. Like she was like not in the public eye at all. He wasn't posting her on Instagram.
Right.
She treated her pumpkin eater.
And right.
Like the world didn't even know these 2 people were together until she had the baby. And that's why everybody thought, oh, it's some random fan that got pregnant, one night stand, whatever. But that's not
the case.
The case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
KT.
I know. Oh, but one thing I wrote down is that she talked. Remember how we were like making fun of her? Not making fun of her, but we're talking about like KT, Katie. Her name's Katie.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah.
She changed her name to KT. And that was one of the things they asked her about.
Why?
She said that she did that after she got saved. because she was like,
wow.
And I was like, I'm such an a-hole. Because I was like making fun of her.
Yeah, I'm the worst.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
All to say is we love her now.
Okay, so moving forward, I mean, like.
And they talked about song, like if she felt like songs were like written about her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I would never ask him. Never. But she was like, one song I know for sure is about me is now I'm already gonna forget. It's not even Morgan's song, but he wrote it for Jason Aldean.
I just lost my
Jason mind. Aldean sings it. Jason Aldean sings it. You Make It Easy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like, because she's like, Morgan wrote that when we were together. But then Jason, you know, he gave it to Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
And then she talked about Band-Aid on a Bullet Hole. She was like, she said the one, You Make It Easy, is the only one I feel sure is about me. She was like, other ones I feel like it, but I would never ask.
Yeah.
Or I would never say anything. But she talked about Band-Aid on a Bullet Hole.
It's interesting that she like listens to his music. So
I think I'm the problem. I think she feels like that's about her.
Okay.
Is that what it's called? I'm the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, if I'm the problem.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I wrote the book. Anyway, she mentioned a few that she, but she was like, I would never like have that conversation with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Never say never.
Never say never, because they are meant to be together now, I feel like. I don't know how he feels.
So is he unblocked now?
I don't know.
Obviously, they co-parent.
She said they co-parent really well. And she talked about...
They must talk.
I'm telling you, she's in love with this man. She talked about how...
is she still a Christian or yes. Did that like
no yeah no
skew
no.
Okay
yeah no
okay
yeah
so that could also have something to do with like the way she speaks about him and like yeah, their experience.
She spoke really really highly of him. Like she talked about how she was saying there was something in a song, I don't know which song it was, I'd have to like look up the lyrics, but she said I feel like this is about me, because he's one of the lines talks about something like, you say I'm good at everything or something like that. I could like be misquoting it, but something like that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I always said that to him because he's just good at everything. Like she gave an example of like, it was like the first time he ever hit a golf ball and he had a hole in one. Like he's just, and she was just like, God just gives all the talent to some people. And she just spoke like, she's in love with this man. She's in love with this man.
So what was Bunny saying? Was she like, you have to get back together?
She was trying so hard not to.
Okay.
She kept being like, you know, but she was just like, I mean, I understand you're saying that you aren't going to be together, but like,
there's hope.
Like, what if you just... No, she is in love with this man. She's in love with this man.
Okay.
And it made me like Morgan Wallen more, I think.
Yeah.
Like it, because she even gave him like excuses, not excuses, but she was just like, I can't imagine. She's in therapy.
Of course.
So she talked about like that. And she was just like, she said something I talked to my therapist a lot about is that I can't imagine what that must have been like for him to get so famous so quickly and having like all the women like throwing themselves at you, and like you could have like literally any woman you ever wanted, and that, you know, what that would be like. And
yeah.
She said, I don't blame him for like what he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's growth.
Yeah.
She loves this man.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I'll have to listen to that interview.
Too.
Oh my gosh.
Morgan, listen to this. I'm like,
but I have to, Caleb's going to have to listen to it with me. Because okay. He's invested.
Oh, okay. Yes.
In that story.
I feel like it shed a lot of light. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome. It really, like, I didn't know I needed that today.
Yeah.
But I did. I needed
it. I definitely did.
Well, we said we needed to hear from KT.
Yeah.
And we did.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I was fed. And I'm full.
Good.
I mean, I have follow-up questions. Like, now I'm, like, invested. Like, I want to see these.
Yeah, I wonder if she's going to end up doing more interviews now.
I hope so.
I feel like
she just loved, like, it was just their relationship was very, very normal. Like, it wasn't, it had nothing to do with him being famous.
I'm surprised that Call Her Daddy didn't get her.
I don't know. Maybe she'll go and call her daddy. But I don't know. I don't think I want to hear her talk about S and his D. Because that's like very Call Her Daddy. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to hear about that.
Me either. Like, I definitely don't want to hear about that.
I feel like I got like, I feel like Bunny was the, because Bunny is very, I don't know how much you listen to her, but she is very spiritual.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like that was.
More the vibes.
More the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pulled like, you know, what we want to hear.
Like, I don't want the tea about her, like sex life.
No.
I want like that. I got exactly what I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I know, I understand the situation better now.
Yeah.
And I feel so good about it.
So where does she live now? In Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Well, then they must see each other pretty often, though, for like the co-parenting journey.
They would have to. Yeah.
Wow.
I just can't wait.
More to come.
Yeah, more to come. I feel like these two have to end up together.
How old is the son now? Early.
I don't know. Maybe like four or
I mean, getting up there for
five?
Sure. Want to look it up.
Indigo. Still don't love that name, but she did say that his name's Indigo Wilder, and she said that that was a compromise because Morgan didn't like the name Indigo, but Wilder is a family name for him.
Oh.
So that was interesting. Her, a compromise. Yeah.
So he did have, they did have a conversation about the name.
Yeah.
So was that only one of the two conversations they had? While she was pregnant?
I mean, she said one time he came over. Maybe they talked about it this time. He came over and they, like, slept together.
He'll turn five this year.
Okay. Yeah. He came over and she said they slept together. So maybe they talked about it at the end. And she said, I didn't see him again until the very end of my pregnancy.
He came over.
Yep.
While she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And they slept together.
Yeah.
That was the one time they talked.
Well, and then she said she didn't talk to him again until the end of the pregnancy.
Till the very end.
Yep. Which she even was like, which 2020 was like a really wild year for Morgan. Like, I just feel like she gave this man.
What was 2020? So,
I don't know.
What was that? That like
really famous? I don't know.
Well, because 2020. Okay. So the son was born in July of 2020.
Okay.
July 10th.
Okay. Let me see. I'm looking at his albums. I want to, so was that if I Know Me came out?
2019, out? Whiskey Glasses. 2020, he became New Artist of the Year at the
CMA. In 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was like a big
year. And then 2021 was the Dangerous album. And then 2023, One Thing at a Time.
Okay. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's the tea on that.
Wow. That was some good tea.
It was.
Thank you so much for bringing that, because I really was like, what is it going to be today?
Well.
Could be anything.
Well, it's Katie Smith just giving us everything we need to know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I know everyone's going to appreciate that.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about it a lot.
Okay. You good?
You good?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, anything fun this week?
Fun?
Yeah. Just.
No.
Living?
Just living. No.
L-I-V-I-N. This weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
At Anderson.
Okay.
So if you're in the neighborhood.
Will you be attending?
I don't know yet. It's going to depend on the vibes.
Okay.
I'm going purely by vibes and weather. I'm not. Like,
when will you know the vibe? Like, the day of?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be the day of.
You're going to wake up and be like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I have felt like, oh, maybe I'll go. I don't want to miss his first win.
I know.
That would be devastating.
I know. It would be.
Yeah. So,
And it's coming.
It's coming so soon. Like, it's just, he's on the cusp. So, I don't know. It's going to depend on the weather and the vibes of the day.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you don't know what tomorrow brings.
You never know.
That's a fact.
Anything can happen. And that is a fact.
Yeah. Hey.
She's been very clingy, this one.
How'd she get out?
Avi can get her out of the crib.
Oh, okay.
The older sister helped.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can wrap up.
Yeah, this might be a good time.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening. And go like and follow and listen to our old episodes if you haven't heard them yet.
Yeah.
The ones about Morgan Wallen specifically.
Yeah. So we can look back on how our takes were very wrong. Mostly mine.
Yeah. Drop a comment.
Yeah. Let us know. Do you think these two are going to end up together forever? I do.
Check yes or no. Avi, don't touch my camera. Okay, well, everybody have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.